Hello, I'm Carrie McMahon with Pig Health Today, and I'm visiting with Henry Johnson, who is a veterinarian at Swine Vet Center in St. Peter, Minnesota. Average litter sizes have increased across the industry, which can come at some kind of a cost, and that's been taking place as higher preweaned mortality levels. So Henry, what can you tell me about improving those mortality?
One of the things that we'll focus on our visits a lot is going through farrowing house and evaluating preweaned mortality, definitely a metric that all our clients are looking at every day, every week, and then comparing from farm to farm. So some of the biggest things that we'll look at first off is, are we having good viable pigs born alive? Especially like you said, with these higher born alive litters, you can start getting some smaller pigs that are a lot harder to start on milk, and they don't take off quite as well as the bigger pigs do.
And what kind of mortality rates have you seen? I mean, what are they doing?
Yeah, so our good farms will strive to be under 10%. Really good farms are targeting that 8% range. And then farms that are having challenges, whether it's from management or health, those will probably sit somewhere 12 to 15%.
Mm-hmm. It's not easy to solve pre-weaning mortality issues, is it?
No, it's very difficult. Something like stillborns, we can come in and we can start making sure that we're doing timely rounds and being effective on sleeving and sleeving the right sows. And we can really change that number quickly from a week to week perspective on the farm. Whereas pre-wean takes a lot of time. There's a lot of training, and then there's a lot of different scenarios that you can play out on the farm depending on piglet age and how they're affected and if they're on milk or if you have a scour issue or what's contributing to that increase in pre-wean mortality. Maybe it's low viable pigs like we talked about, mm-hmm. and managing low birth weights. But just getting to a point where you have a lot of training involved and people understand what risks are presented to those young pigs and how to mitigate them through the farrowing house.
Does that come through the day one protocols that you talk about, that important day one?
It does, husbandry? Yep. So the first thing we'll focus on is those low birth weight pigs and getting them up to a viable birth weight range. And then the next step is for us to come in and really evaluate day one. What are we missing? What are we hitting? So basically, what do we need to keep doing the same? What do we need to improve on? And what do we need to stop doing, if anything? And so we'll take those and apply that to day one care. And then continual training, that's not a one visit fix. Mm-hmm. Usually takes a few visits to the farm, build some trust with the staff, have a few wins on examples, key examples while we're there. And then once we feel like we have day one started moving in the right direction, then you start focusing on those pigs from day three days of age and older. And so that's where you're trying to identify the individual pigs and then pull them out and create the fallbacks and start reducing pre-wean from day three on to day 21.
Can you give me some examples of what is the best way to pull them back up? I mean, what are some of the best solutions you're talking about?
Sure, yeah. On day one, you want to identify piglets that are cold or in the corner or isolated, don't have a belly full of milk. Those are the no-brainers on day one, but it's really hard to do on larger farms today compared to what they used to be. And then also it's a fast-paced job. It's not something where you can be really slow at, and you wanna be methodical, you wanna be smooth and make sure you get everyone and don't miss anything. But at the same time, you gotta be fast and efficient with how you work through those litters. Mm-hmm. So that's what makes it a challenge too, especially with farms that are dealing with a lot of labor shortages.
Do you do any adjustment of weaning days, time for weaning?
We won't. Probably the farms that are most successful are the ones that are managing feed correct at the end of the gestation period to avoid those low birth weight pigs, and then have a strong focus on day one care, and that's from supervisor to farm manager to who is actually on the slats and doing it day in, day out. Mm-hmm. Once you get to that slat level, understanding of what it takes to be successful at day one, that's where we see the best farms really start to excel. Mm-hmm. And then from there on, it's managing those fall behind pigs. And then what we'll do is you'll take a make a nurse sow, and you can grab a wean sow, and then take it back to that room wherever you want to make that sow or nurse litter at, a collection litter. and then pull onto there. And you can make that a two-step process or a one-step process. There's some difference in opinion on that. We would do a lot of two-step nurse sow collections.
Right. So how important is the sow's gestation diet also? You just briefly mentioned that.
Yep.
And improving these weights of these pigs. And
I think it's very important, but it's, I'm not a nutritionist by any means, but it seems to have an effect whenever we increase feed intake at the end of the gestational period, the last, mm-hmm. let's say, there's probably a range to assign it, 1 to 4 weeks, somewhere around there. Probably the most common would be the last 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks of gestation. Just trying to add on some extra pounds to those piglets right before they come out and are farrowed.
Mm-hmm. When are most pigs being weaned that you're seeing, and is there a move to up that time?
I'd say we're sitting right around 20 to 21 days on average. If you just took a big cross-sectional look at our clients, I'd say no one's really trying to go below that. And we would have a few clients that would target higher than that, but the average would be 21.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So overall, what is the biggest thing, or maybe the top three things you think producers need to remember to improve those pre-wean weights and prevent mortality?
Yeah, I think the top three for me goes back to day one care. It's going to be warm, dry, and full belly. Mm-hmm. And it's very basic. That's really a no-frills look at pre-wean, but we have roughly 50% of our pre-wean occurs in the first 3 days of a piglet's life. And that all ties back to day one care and getting those pigs started right. So mm-hmm. it's not exciting, but that's mm-hmm. what makes the biggest bang for their buck.
Mm-hmm. And training, it sounds like having the right crew in there working with these pigs.
Absolutely.
And how difficult is that to do this training? And
it can be extremely difficult depending on the farm. Some farms have a little bit more stability for labor, but we do have high turnover rates as an industry. So managing, it's a lot of retraining. You'll end up doing the same training 5 times, but it might be with 4 different people.